Hi, welcome to Dragon Talks, Episode 2, and today we are going to be showing you speeches about the environment. Hope you enjoy!
Imagine coming back from school and you just can't wait to go to the beach, and when you finally arrive there, all you see is trash. Trash, trash, trash. Lots of trash. Imagine how disappointed you would feel. You should never litter. Just think about it. Hi, my name is Lulua, and I'm going to be talking about littering. Littering. This is all wrong. People do not notice that we're in the beginning of a huge mess. The earth is getting ruined by trash. Animals are dying, and nature is getting destroyed. Stop littering. I believe everyone should stop littering. Littering causes lots of problems for every living creature on Earth. Littering costs the death of animals. Littering destroys nature. And finally, littering costs people a lot of money. One person is not enough. We all need to work together. Each person should do their part. Please, help the animals. Help the earth. This is for you and the earth. Everyone should participate. Animals in the ocean think that plastic bags are jellyfish and eat them. Animals on ground are curious and get stuck in jars and can't breathe. Littering causes the death of animals and eventually get killed by eating plastic. They even get hurt and tangled by nets. Sea turtles get stuck in plastic wires. Animals' homes are getting ruined. When the water gets polluted with plastic, oil, or garbage, it ruins animals' homes. Imagine how you would feel if somebody destroys your home. So please, you should protect animals' homes and not ruin their homes. Their homes are getting ruined because the animals in oceans won't breathe properly because of the oil and garbage. Plastic destroys nature. Plastic is very bad for nature because when plastic goes in soil, the plants can't grow fast, so they will eventually die. And why do you even want to litter? Just think about it. Just pick it up. A small thing makes a huge difference. Littering makes nature look super ugly and smelly. People that like the beautiful nature will not appreciate it. Please stop littering. Help the beautiful earth stay beautiful. People have to pay a lot of money to clean the environment. People can't breathe properly because it isn't good to breathe in plastic. Sometimes you might get sick. The emir, judge, president all have to pay a lot of money and they don't like it at all. In conclusion, everyone should stop littering. Please, everyone should participate in cleaning up after themselves and stop littering. First, you should stop and think before you drop a piece of plastic on the ground. Second, protect the earth from getting destroyed by plastic and all the other things that ruin the earth. Third, include yourself, your family, and all your friends to participate. You should stop littering. Lots of people from my class agree with me, like my friend Sophia and my teacher, Miss Matheson. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Allie, and today I'm going to talk to you about pollution. So, stop using so much plastic. Imagine a turtle in its natural habitat and it's starving and it's going to die. It sees a food, a new kind of food. It wants to eat it. Without a care, it gulped it straight away and it turned out to be a plastic. Oh no, the turtle is choking. Plastic causes the turtle to choke and then it realizes it's the end. Goodbye, little turtle. I think plastic is bad because of how much things it does to the earth. I'm afraid of seeing a bunch of plastic, and I've been thinking about that for so long. I've cried for so long, and I've thought about it for so long. What should I do to stop pollution? And why not get a group of friends and go collect trash and save the world? Join us, please. You got to help. Don't you like nature? I do. Maybe you like it too. But if you do, then save it, because it's dying, and you're killing it just by using too much oil and plastic. Over 100 million plastic bottles are used every day, and this should not even exist. I've always thought global warming is pollution is bad, and it will stop, but it hasn't. If you like animals, don't just use plastic. It's a bad thing, and it affects the earth And in the future, most beautiful places will be gone because of us, and all habitats for animals will be gone. We are all selfish, and we need to think before we do things. Please, help. People, let's protest. It's not funny. Just because we're kids doesn't mean you have to laugh at me. Kids can change the world. Just because we're kids doesn't mean we can't. Plastic is the worst, and it's the worst. It's done the worst to us. And we don't even realize it. Dig deeper and find more information, and you will see the truth about plastic. Why not use new materials? Not plastic. It kills animals and causes global warming. Okay, you get it. I'm annoying, but I'm fighting for human and animal rights. Stop global warming now!
Imagine being in your favorite hotel and you're really excited to go to the beach. You can't stop thinking making the perfect sandcastle or splashing in the waves. And when you finally arrive, you regret being there. Because there's plastic bottles, plastic bags, ice cream cups, Coca-Cola bottles that are half empty, and trash everywhere. When you see this trash, it makes you wish you could go for a swim without all the trash in the sea. Hi, my name's Sophia, and I'm 10 years old, and I'm here to convince you that littering is bad, and that everyone can make a difference. Littering, the world's enemy. Why do people do it? Do they know they're hurting? In my opinion, people should stop littering because it's hurting our world. I came up with some cool solutions or ideas, like how to make places not so ugly, or some fun things like picking up trash with a group of friends. Also something simple that we can all do to help stop littering. Don't you hate it when you go to a beautiful country or a park and you just see trash everywhere? Isn't it fun to sit around or play in a playground with candy wrappers, cups, and other kind of messes? When you look around, you see guards sitting around, just watching people. Therefore, I believe that every time that a security cameras or guards spot people littering, they have to get tickets. They have to pay $100 for punishment. My teacher, Ms. Matheson, also agrees with me. Once she said she went for a walk in a park in Doha. She sees plastic bottles, wrappers of some kind, and lots of other trash. I agree with Ms. Matheson. I don't want trash all over a beautiful country or park. I believe a group of friends or community can help stop littering. They can make a club or kind of group. Maybe every morning you can get together with a group and pick up trash. Additionally, when the group agrees to it, they can travel around the world and still pick up trash. The club also could raise money for littering or other donations. There's one more little thing we could all do to help our world. Every time you go for a walk, you could pick up trash and put it in the garbage. My grandma and granddad walks our neighbor's dogs, and every time they see trash, they pick it up and hold it until they find the nearest trash can. I also want people to put more trash cans so people don't have to hold it for a long time, then eventually throw it on the ground. I'll give you three reasons why you should try to pick up trash when you see it. The first reason is that people will recognize you because you're doing the right thing by picking up trash. Second reason is that it will make you feel good about yourself. The last reason is it'll make our world last longer. Next time when you go for a walk in a park, in a country, or anywhere, and you see trash, just pick it up. Only one little thing we could all do to help the world. There's litter all around us. There's litter on the streets. There's litter in the bushes. There's litter on our feet. I strongly agree with this quote. That's why I believe that littering is really bad, and I hope you try one of these solutions or ideas. Maybe even convince people like I did to you. I hope you agree with me. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Faisal, and today I will be talking about how you can protect trees. Imagine you're in a rainforest, walking around, enjoying your time breathing, and then, boom, all the trees around you are gone. You are losing oxygen. The trees are gone, and so are you. Why, you ask? Because people are chopping down trees, our beloved, beautiful trees, for money. Can you believe it?
Stop chopping trees and you will not just be benefiting yourself, but everyone in the world. I think trees keep the earth beautiful, and we will lose our oxygen without trees, the most beautiful plant in the world. If we cut down trees, the earth would look plain, old, ugly, and brown. We can just help trees live like they help us live, all of us, even animals. Animals will also lose their oxygen if trees are cut down. Trees protect us from everything. They keep us safe and keep us alive. If you cut down one tree, you're not just affecting yourself, but you are affecting billions of people and animals. So just don't cut down trees and everything will be okay. 15.3 billion trees have been cut down every year. Every year, billions and billions of trees are being cut down. 13% of the world has died because of trees being cut down. So just stop cutting trees. We must stop this. We cannot tolerate this anymore. We must stop. We must stop. What did I say? Yes, we must stop. You can make a difference. Believe me, it will make a big impact.
My name is Maria, and I'm going to be talking about the ocean. Imagine you step into the ocean. It's nice when you go another step forward, walking into the waves. Then you get scratched. You try to see where it was. You look so closely. Then you find a plastic cup. Ouch, that would hurt. All because of people throwing plastic in the ocean. We should stop throwing plastic because we're hurting sea creatures. When I went to the beach with my cousins, me and my cousins were digging in the sand. And when we were digging, we were making a big hole that we, then the water came into the hole we were making. We found a plastic bag. A few minutes later, we went in the ocean. Something touched my foot. So I lifted it up carefully and picked it up. And so when it was, I was shocked. I was shocked when I saw what it was. It was a plastic bag. It's not good. You might think it's okay, but it's bad. It's bad for the environment. You know how people like to eat fish? Well, I don't like eating fish. It's good. But now I don't. If you're guessing why, I'll tell you. Because fish eat plastic. We eat fish. Humans eat plastic too. So we should stop throwing plastic, and don't just stop throwing plastic in the ocean, but in the roads too, because if you do, the wind could blow it into the ocean. Litter dropped on the street doesn't stay there. Rainwater and wind carries plastic waste into streams and rivers and through drains. And drains lead to the ocean. If you don't stop now, we could all die. It could affect the environment, so we could all die. Well, you might think you're not doing anything wrong, but you do think doing something wrong. 100 marine creatures a year die from plastic. That's bad. Really bad. So bad. It's bad for the environment. Whether we mean to litter or not, there's always a chance that plastic we throw away could make it to the ocean. And from there, who knows? Big chances start with small steps, and we all have the power to fix it. So when you go to you play with your friends, you see a plastic bottle or anything like that. Even if you're 100 miles away from the ocean, plastic could make it. So I think you should, if you go to the beach and find plastic, start it recycling.
Hi, I'm Tamara, and I'll be talking about the plastic in the ocean. What if you were a fish and all your fish friends died because they ate the plastic that the humans threw in the ocean? I would feel sad. I think we should stop littering in the ocean because it hurts the animals in the ocean. The sea is dying. We should stop now. Did you know that 100 million marine animals die each year from plastic because of the careless people who threw plastic in the ocean? This is horrible. What if somebody threw trash in your house? If I saw somebody throwing trash in the ocean, I would yell at them. My favorite sea animal is a jellyfish. It's pretty and mystical, but it eats plastic in the ocean. All sea animals die, and we can't get the protein from fish. When I was younger, I found a dead crab, and I felt like it ate the plastic in the ocean. Fish could get tangled, and the sea will become gross. I get so mad when I see dead animals on the beach and seeing garbage in the ocean. This is disrespectful to the environment. Stop littering. This is why I hate swimming in the ocean, and I like the sea, but it has too much plastic. If you like the ocean, then stop littering now.
Thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed Dragon Talks. See you on the next one. Bye.